Hello, so sorry about the delay. My sincere apologies. I lost track of time. Okay, here we are. We are up to the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Bo. In this Aliyah, Moshe tells Paro about the final plague, the plague of the killing of the firstborn, which we'll hear more about tomorrow, I hope. And what moves on from there is instructions about the Korban Pesach. What is the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach was an offering, of course, that the Jewish people brought while they were in Mitzrayim. And after slaughtering the animal, they go ahead and they take blood and they put it on their doorposts, and they are told not to leave their house. There's a lot of discussion about the symbolism of what is going on over there, but one thing is quite clear. This notion of putting the blood on the doorpost, the notion of not leaving their house, what that is most similar to is the idea of a korban, of the idea of the Beis HaMikdash itself, right? When a korban was slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash, what would they do? They would sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. And then there's also an idea that the korban itself has to be eaten in a certain place, and you cannot eat the korban outside of that place. And so what's happening over here, and what's really incredible, is that the home, the very first place that a korban is brought, is the Jewish home. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, or the Mishkan is built, the Mishkan is a replica of the Jewish home. Do you see that? In other words, we normally think of the holiest place in Judaism is the Beis HaMikdash, is the temple, is the Mishkan, is the Shul. And what we're seeing over here is the very first place that offerings were brought were actually the home, and what followed was a replication of that. This recognition that it's not always so easy to tap into the holiness of the home, and therefore we have this place called the Beis HaMikdash, called the Shul, where we're able to go ahead and bring our offerings and focus on Hashem. But that value, that idea that in Judaism, you know, the source of holiness, the holiest place of all, is the bias, is the home, is such an important idea. You know, unfortunately, and I say this as a rabbi, and that is that, you know, we think of Judaism centering around the shul. And we think of Judaism centering around the shul, and sometimes because of that, it's a little bit unfair. Not everyone gets to lane, not everyone gets to lead davening. Men, women, you know, women are even less involved. There's so many layers of lacking of involvement. And what we're recognizing that Judaism is promoting is this idea that the real base of bias of Kedusha, the real place of holiness, was the home, and everything after that is just basically trying to help us bring it back to the home. And so that's what we're learning from the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach itself is to remind us that the holiest place in Judaism is not the Temple Mount, it is not the Kotel, it is not the Shul, it is not any of that. The holiest place in Judaism is one's own house. That's where Hashem can be found. That's what we need to bring Hashem into. When we go to Shul, when we go to the Beis HaKnesses, when we go to, God willing, one day the Beis HaMikdash, we're trying to recharge so that we could bring the holiness back to the home. The very first Beis HaMikdash is the house. That is the place of Kedusha, and everything that follows.